Blog Talk Radio.
Well, if you consult the so-called experts, they will tell you that loss of vision is supposed to be the worst kind of disability. But of course, that's very debatable because yours truly, I wouldn't want a disability where I couldn't get around or couldn't move, because that's my big thing. You know, I love to run, jump, and all that. Loss of vision doesn't bother me that much. You know, it only bothers me to the degree where the frustration comes out when things are not made the way they're supposed to be made, or the way they were supposed to be made for everybody. So, But anyway, given that thought by the so-called experts, every state is supposed to have a commission for the blind. Now, commission to do what? I don't know. I'm not really sure, you know, except maybe to give somebody a hard time and try to analyze them and, you know, put them into a certain mold that they want them in and just in general treat them like a jackass most of the time. But anyway, what if you ran the commission for the blind, meaning, you know, me and anybody else who's listening, of course, and we had the option of running the commission for the blind. That's what this show is about tonight. So the first thing I would do is, you know, I'd have a meeting with everyone, and I think first of all I'd make sure that most of the people that worked there were visually impaired. Not all. I mean, I'm not going to discriminate, you know, but I'd say most, you know. And then I would let people know, now, first thing you got to do is get rid of the book. Just throw it out. Forget about the book. You know, people have been too, hurt by the book. They've been too discriminated against. They've been misunderstood. They've been badgered and everything else. So let's get rid of the book. We're going to be creative now. I want you to be creative. And I don't care if you went to college. That's you spent the money, you went to college. That's not my first priority that I'm looking at in hiring you for the commission. My first priority is that you're going to be creative. You're going to listen. You're going to try to understand what the person's going through. And most of all, you're going to listen to what they want to do, to what their dream is in life. Of course, if a person comes in there and says, oh, I just want to lay around and drink and do nothing, no. You know, then you kick their ass out. You see? We're not going to help you do that. But if they have a dream, if they have something that they love, a passion, and they express it and all that, you know, they deserve a chance at that dream, at that passion. A person goes to college, they choose what they want, what they want to study. A person goes to the Commission for the Blind, they should have the right to choose what they want to do. That commission should be there to say, hey, we're here for you. You choose it, and we'll do our best to back you up. You know, we can spend X amount of dollars or whatever, or we can be creative and maybe take to the media and help raise money for your dream. You know, that's what I mean by be creative. You know, be innovative. Don't be. Forget about the book. The book doesn't work. You know, the book doesn't work. The book is there for the people to make sure that the money keeps coming in, you know. And we're going to make sure of that anyway, because now if we can be creative, not only we get the money from the government, we can also reach out to different individuals who want to help fund the dreams of visually impaired people. So that's another way, you know, and that's basically what's wrong with all these agencies. They're not creative. They're afraid. They're afraid to do anything different. They're afraid. So this is one of the things that I know I would do if I ran the commission. Definitely. Creativity. Be innovative. Listen to people. You know, and of course, give them what they need, the basic things they need, whatever that may be, like glasses or, you know, or tools, whatever they're going to need. That should go without saying. And as far as this evaluation stuff, you know, I would do away with that, basically. I would go more by a one-on-one interview, what the person has done, what they know, you know, what they've done in the past, the kind of things they do with their life. And I would go more on that, rather than these stupid tests that they put upon people. Because, first of all, those tests are not even accurate. You know? Inner Sight Around the World, brought to you by Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. Check it out right here in Suffolk County, New York. And the phone number is 631-880-7929. So they got that nursing home transitional program over there. Help you stay out of the jail. And they got the arts and crafts. They got a support group. And a lot of other things happening over there. Give them a call. 631-880-7929. Joe Delgado is the boss over there, and he's trying to do his best to make some changes in a positive way. Suffolk Independent Living Organization, proud sponsor of Inner Sight, and as is Dr. David Gardner, great sponsor of Inner Sight. Hoping he's going to renew his sponsorship. Beautiful, beautiful guy, dentist, had him on the television show with his beautiful children. You dial 516-484-6394. He's right there in Roslyn, New York, and he's a great professor of dentistry. RID, North Shore, RID.com. Check it out. And you will find his credentials impeccable, along with the awards and the lectures that he gives to help people who want to become a dentist to really be and share the spirit that he has, which is a great thing. So check them out, 516-484-6394. Take good care of your teeth. They'll take care of you, Dr. Gardner. And we have on board another doctor, a veterinarian, a horse doctor. Yeah, he's a horse doctor. Dr. Broderick, who is the inventor of Cornucopia Express. And I talked to him the other day. And Doc is quite a character, you know. He cares about people. He cares about animals. You know, and his goal is to make every dog and cat and animal live as long as possible. And that's why he has this Cornucopia line, along with the Phyto and the Superfood. Check it out. 631 427-7479. Give them a call. Get that cornucopia. Tell them you heard about it here on Inner Sight, and you'll get a special surprise. All right, the cause for Corey. The fight goes on to protect children in the schools. And if a person doesn't want to do that, they're pretty damn evil, I'll tell you that. Corey lost his life in that Lincoln Watt school. I don't think much of them.
No, I know.
And we are determined to protect every child on the planet with that Corey Foster law. So go to change.org, browse and sign, and help us bring that law into a reality. The congressman shut down the government. Well, they're not going to shut down safety. That's the day, I'm sure. Change.org, browse and sign. Big East, the key to rescue, the bear. Oh, that bear roaring around the Akita, and I was walking down the, where was I the other day, in the mall. A woman comes up to me and says, oh, I didn't know they were using Akitas as guide dogs. I said, who's they? You know, they, the school. I said, they is me. She said, oh. And I proceeded to tell her, you know, that I trained her myself, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, she stood there with her mouth open. And,
like wide open,
you know, blind people
dumbfounded.
Can't train dogs, you know. We're stupid. We can't train dogs.
Yeah.
So when I explained to her,
Or the best one is she probably said in her mind, he must have been sighted before, you know. And then back her mind.
I don't know if she thought that. She didn't say it, but, you know. But my Akita just sat there as proud as anything and, you know, did her job.
Right.
And we not only have her as a great guide dog, but at the same time we're teaching people something. Teaching them that Akitas can be guide dogs. And I know that Joanne Diamond likes that. Tom Driven, New Jersey.
There you go.
Crazy. Tom Driven, New Jersey.
You got to say
out
the Jersey.
Out there with, with the Big East, AkitaRescue.net, 609-388-7004. Give them a call. Adopt an Akita. Greatest dog on the planet, as far as I'm concerned. Inner Sight. Hey, we got a message now from a cool newspaper. And here she is, and here it is, right here on Inner Sight.
All right, Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 21 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has personal pages that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for a subscription today. And please look for our ad. Back to you, Frank.
So you want to be a commissioner, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Well, you know what a lot of these commissioners should do. You know, when you call them up. Let's say you have a problem, and you call up the commissioner's office, and then you gotta explain everything, who you are, and I'm so and so. I'm dealing with the commission for the blind, blah blah blah, and they don't even know who you are. You know what these commissioners should do? They should get off their ass and talk to people and find out what's going on, you know, and be a part of helping that person instead of sitting there like they're better than you on some pedestal you know. And you know, and looking down on people and counting on all these so-called counselors to advise people. You know, another thing I would do if I ran the commission. You go to the commission, you should have the right to pick out your own counselor.
There you go. Said it.
You should have that right to question that person. What do you believe in? What are you about? What do you do? You know, blah, 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 blah. You know, what do you
just
think
like
of being
blind?
Just like
you're picking
a job. Anything, you know?
Anything. Like you're picking a job.
You should have the right. And if you're not happy with a counselor at the commission, then you should have the right to pick one from the outside.
Hmm.
You know? Why not? People
yeah,
do it
no,
all the
I
time.
Agree. No, I'm just laughing that, you know, I know what my whole scenario today, that we're talking about the Commission for the Blind. Today, I'm finally registered. Officially.
Oh,
officially. And I said, I don't want to assemble anything in a factory when I have a master's degree. That's what I said.
That is a
exactly.
stupid way to approach somebody. Assemble things in a... I mean, unless
well,
the
no,
person
he said I had
to
be
that.
Evaluated. And some of it might be dexterity. And I said, I'm not assembling things. I heard things about how the commission works and have you do all these tests and assemble things. I'm not doing that.
Tell them you were already evaluated by InnerSight.
I was evaluated by InnerSight.
Frank Marino is your counsel.
All of my resume. I could give them a resume that's, you know, if I wanted it to be, I could make that resume 5 pages long, but I make it to 1. You know? So,
and
I mean,
another thing I would make these people understand in the commission, they're getting big salaries. I would make them understand that money that you're getting belongs
to
help people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it belongs to the people. Don't forget that.
Do you
if
know,
it wasn't
Frank?
For these people, you wouldn't be getting that money. And the other thing that I would say to them, and be prepared, because sometimes you may have to sacrifice some of that money if we got to help somebody.
Right.
And we can't get the money to do it.
Right.
Oh, they wouldn't like me.
You,
although maybe
Commissioner
they would if I got the
of
right
the
people
Blind?
To work.
Wait a minute. You, Commissioner of the Blind? That'd be interesting.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be fun.
Well,
really,
I'd save a lot of money, too.
Yes, you will.
See? Because I would reach out to the outside,
mm-hmm.
and bring in money and be more creative. See?
Oh yeah.
That's one thing that I would do. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I would do fundraisers and help people and publicize it and you know, and I have a relation with some of the news people and put them on the news and I would save them a lot of money.
Wow, you're breaking up. I don't know if it's me or you. Are you breaking up or am I breaking up?
Your phone just went crazy.
And yours did too.
Huh?
Hope we're not getting that issue again. Been great so far.
Sounds like we just ran into a hurricane here.
A hurricane or a big fat mud puddle. We're drowning in it.
It's Wednesday night.
There you go. That's it.
I hope this is not the Wednesday night hurricane.
Yeah.
Right here on InnerSight.
Well, guess what?
How would
the commission
you
called
the commission?
The commission called them. I won't doubt it. The commission called them.
Well, you never know.
Yeah, you never know.
I wouldn't put anything past them.
Well, here is an interesting thing.
We are
I actually
into
put
a,
any other agency in there because you want
to
know who runs. Oh, I can barely hear you.
It sounds like a disruptive alien has corrupted this line.
Yes, it does. That's the bad part about it. I hear myself.
Why don't you go on the chat and tell them right now what's happening.
I want to listen.
They can,
I'm going to be here listening, and I'm going to tell them to listen in.
I don't want you to go to the phone like this. Can you hear me? Is my voice a little muffled too?
No, I can't hear the darn thing.
Huh?
It sounds like you're garbled.
Is mine clear?
No.
To me it is. Well,
and to me mine is. So you hear your own self clear. But to me, I don't hear.
Can you hear yourself clear?
Let me actually get Joe in on it. Let's see if he thinks that he can hear anything.
Oh, this is horrible, man. Why don't you hang up and try to dial back in?
Hold on. Here we go. Hey, Joe.
Try to dial back in.
Oh, when you just put me in, you cleared up. You guys were both, no, you couldn't understand either one of you at all.
It was horrible.
Yeah. Oh, there
could
we go.
Not,
wow.
We got a better,
could not understand
better
either
shot
one of at all. I mean, it was just nothing but broken up completely. Worse than it ever has been.
I know. That's what I was saying to myself. Worse than it has ever
and
been.
And you were both talking on top of each other, which made it worse because you didn't understand either one of you.
Well, because I didn't hear him at all. I still hear an echo.
It's clear now. I hope it stays that way.
But isn't there an echo in the background?
It started a short time ago.
Yeah, well, Frank, you cut off for about a half a minute before Suzanne.
Yeah, you did.
Suzanne went off for a moment, and when she went off, you cut out for about a half a minute, but you kept talking.
Yeah. I had no idea, because my wheelchair did its the new wheelchair, but I sort of aided it into destruction. I sort of got, it got christened, let's put it that way.
By the way, there is no echo.
Sounds like we're back.
There is no echo whatsoever. So it's got to be
halfway good here.
And you've got to dial back in because it's your phone.
I'm
hearing you and Frank absolutely perfectly clear, no echo.
Okay. And Frank, do you hear me as an echo?
A little bit. But it's
all
not. I can hear you clearly though.
Okay.
Well, yeah, there is a reverb in there.
I don't hear any whatsoever. Unless your computer speakers are up and it's coming through your computer speakers.
No.
Yeah,
not.
I hear a little reverb.
They're not up.
Yeah. I'm hearing solid connection between the two of you. But
yeah,
I wanted to get into
I
wanted to get
continue.
Into what you were discussing.
Yeah. I wanna ask Joe Arion is now the commissioner of the commission.
Oh, God.
I'm going to tell you what I would do. First of all, the whole entire commission would change. The executive director would have to be disabled.
Oh.
Now, I'm not saying they have to be blind or sight impaired. They have to be disabled. Because if they're disabled, they're going to understand what the disabled person needs. Because when people come to the commission, they're not only sight impaired, as we know with Suzanne. So we need someone in there that has maybe another disability other than a visual impairment, so they understand all disabilities. Okay.
Even counselors.
Yeah, but on top of that, I would make sure anyone on their board, everyone on that board was disabled, whether they be blind, sight impaired, whatever. As long as they could fit the position of the board and handle that job, they're on that board. Then, of course, a major percentage of the staff would have to be blind or sight impaired. To handle those people, maybe one or two with other disabilities to handle those quote-unquote clients that come in with other issues. you know, so yeah. they know how to deal with them. But also mm-hmm. what I would do is I would then, as director, I would get in touch with the head of every one of these governmental agencies out there, like you say, the commissioners of all these different agencies, every congressman, every senator and all that. And I would say, well, we're going to go by these rules now, not by the rules from the last 200 years. And when I want
yeah,
something
right.
passed, you're going to pass it. Otherwise, there's going to be nothing but headaches.
That's the truth.
You know.
Because they'll have everybody direct dialing.
Yeah. Another thing I would do is I would notify all these service dog schools in the state of New York, and I'd go federal, too, that we are the Commission for the Blind. We are the state, and we now want you to be fair to people. If you're going to deny somebody a dog, we're setting up fair hearings.
Well,
we're going to have an impartial committee.
That's part of the whole reconstruction.
Well,
of the
how about this?
Yeah.
Excuse me if I interject. I'd like to, you know, say this. When I was with VESID, now, they are also very similar to the practices of the Commission for the Blind. They were run by the Department of Education. Okay. And they put you through the same type of, excuse me, asinine evaluation, similar. Can you hold this? Do you know math? Do you know spelling? Do you know all of it? I mean, it goes all around. And then you get to the part that you really need to, that you can benefit from if you are actually wanting to do a certain area. Okay? But the thing that really bothers me the most is that these agencies also do not communicate with each other. Do you know, since I'd say October of last year, I said, oh, did you get the VESID documentation? He goes, what VESID documentation?
Oh, no.
And he said to me, he was totally clueless.
You're breaking up.
Well, I think that I'll end on this number.
evidently it has been. It sounds like it's been out of practice.
Between the breakup.
It's coming back.
Yep. We've been resuscitated again.
Yeah.
Inner sight will not go away, folks.
That's right. We're here to stay.
Right. And what the show goes on. Yeah, what I was explaining, Frank, with the whole restructure. That with what you were saying about the guide dog schools and everything, of course, that's part of the restructure. All the agencies and organizations would have to comply with equal access and the freedom for the disabled.
Oh, yeah.
They would not be able to do what they do right now.
That was part of the creativity that I spoke about before.
Suzanne was told by you-know-who that she can now go and get mobility training. So I said to her, I said, how are they going to give you mobility training? She says, I can't. She tells me, she says, I can't find curb cuts in my wheel while I'm in my wheelchair when it gets dark or if it's raining and there's reflections on the sidewalk in the road. I say, what are they going to do? Tell you, walk outside with you until you find the curb cut, and if you don't find it, your chair flips over off the curb? She said, exactly.
Yeah.
That's their mobility training, unless they've really enhanced it over the years. I don't know how they're going to help someone that can't see in a wheelchair.
Well, yeah, but she needs a dog trained to do that.
She claims they're going to provide her with new glasses now. Let's see what she can get. I'll only believe it once they see it. I mean, we know this person refused to come on air and talk. And she said he was basically full of hot air anyway when they spoke. So, it's like, you've graduated. You're now a part of the commission, but what are they going to do for you?
Yeah, that remains to be seen.
You know what the kitchen skills were that they wanted me to check out when I was with them? When they were taking, they wanted you to evaluate? I heard how to learn how to make instant pudding.
How to make what?
Instant pudding.
Instant pudding?
Yeah. You heat up the milk, you pour the stuff in the box, and you stir it until it gets thick. I mean, come on.
That stuff's no good for you anyway.
Yeah, but that's how they show. That's how they see if you can handle domestic skills. In the kitchen.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah, if you can make a pot of instant pudding.
So now you can get a job as a chef in a famous restaurant.
Yeah, right. No, they want to make sure you have the basic skills to live by yourself. So they ask you to make instant pudding. They don't ask you if you know how to
boil. Hey, guys. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay,
I tried calling in,
and then I heard you guys talking about me because I went on the internet to hear how it sounded.
It came back up after you left. Now I don't know why you can't hear me.
Well, that's just my hearing. I'm being serious.
All right.
The commission should pay for your damn hearing aids.
Well, guess what? I'm just waiting for them.
Before we lose it again, let's take a break, and then we'll come back. I want to see if we can get Ed.
Hey, Frank, can I ask you something before you do that? Before you do that, can we wait until our website is up and working correctly before we keep promoting it?
Yeah, I'm going to do that.
Because we can't. People have nothing to really see on that website just yet, and it's really
There are some things that they can see, but they're just misplaced in areas.
Yes,
that's all.
I'd rather wait till we have a professional site back up there again and then put Tom back on, have him come back in. But right now, I think he's on vacation anyway, so we should give him a break and, let him come back in when the site is better.
Well, here's the thing.
Oh, no, you're breaking
up. If it's all right with Frank,
you're breaking up again.
I think everybody is.
Are we going through it again?
Yeah. And I couldn't get through.
Have we got Ed Hurst on the line?
Not that I'm aware of right now. We only have Lovey Drops.
It's breaking up bad again.
Yes, it is, and I have no control over it, because they said there was more than a 5-minute wait, and they transferred me straight into voicemail. So that means there's something with the site I might bring in.
Yeah, something crazy.
Site-wise, when they do that.
And I don't even have the information, so I can't call in.
Do we have any other calls?
I did call in. I did the call in to them directly, and I got transferred to the voicemail.
Well, now it's clear again.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
It's going in and out, in and out.
Yeah.
So it's sort of like the commission.
Let's take a phone call if we have it.
We do, if I can. On top of this, my mouse has just blown. So I'm using the mouse as a keyboard that I can't see very well. So bear with me.
Let's go to the phone.
Yes, I have to get to it.
213-816-1650.
We have Love Drops Louie.
Disruptive.
And here he is.
Audio.
Okay.
So let's take a phone call.
We have Love Drops.
All right, let's take a phone call from Louie.
Yeah.
Louie Love Drops on the line. Inner Sight.
Hey, Frank Perino.
Hey, how you doing out there?
Hi there. Hi, Suzanne.
Hey there.
Hi, you know me, Louie Rivera, the Love Drops man, talking on the spot.
Oh, I think everybody knows you by now, Louie.
The commission even knows you.
That's right.
They call me the former real man in Watts.
What?
Yeah.
The Babaloo of Ricky Ricardo.
Hey, even Blog Talk knows him because we're back on the air.
That's right. He kicked it in gear.
He must have given
him
some
Hey, Lou, you know how to shoot pool?
Yeah, I know how to play pool.
I do, too.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah.
Someone's
you
got a TV
pool
on. They have to turn it down.
That's not me.
As a teacher, I had to play pool.
Hey, Louie, do you have a TV on?
Hold on a second. Okay,
go ahead. Turn on the TV. We don't want to hear the TV. We want to hear you.
Yeah, I saw Louie Rivera on TV. Okay, go ahead, Fly Guy. Okay, I can hear you now.
So you shoot a little pool.
Yeah.
How do you do that? What kind of pool you shoot? Do the...
Actually, I got the...
Ball in the side pocket.
Yeah, the high ball and low ball.
High
ball? The high ball and the solid ball.
That's 8 ball.
That is 8 ball.
Yep. I used to be pretty good at that. I used to scare the crap out of people because I'm legally blind and I used to beat the crap out of them.
Yeah, because they wouldn't expect it.
No. Yeah, I can see through my eyes
Oh, yeah.
Hey, wait a minute, Joe. Then we should just go for a friendly game of pool one night. You, I, Frank, Louie.
Yeah, but you'll have to get yourself back where you can manipulate first. Otherwise, you know.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, it would be an unfair advantage to us.
Well, I'll have a handicap.
Yeah, I learned how to shoot pool from Jackie Gleason.
All right, tell me.
I saw that episode. He went to the pool.
Rack him up.
Yeah. Frank would need Braille billiard balls, so, I mean, he'd have to tuck them on the table, which would move them.
I wonder if they have them.
You can't.
I'm curious.
They have to stay in the spot on the table that they land on when you hit them.
If you think that I'm going to the commission to ask for Braille pool balls, you're crazy.
Well, you're the commissioner now. Didn't you know?
No, just ask them.
So now you can get Braille pool balls.
In that case,
send me out with some Braille pool balls.
Here we go again.
Oh, now here we go again.
Hey, Ari, send them in the side pocket.
Yeah.
And why
you
want
them in the side pocket?
You just go into the commission and you say you want Braille balls.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, right.
Ooh. That can be interpreted in many ways.
That's right, yeah. Hey,
yeah.
You gotta make them listen. You got any cornucopia?
Yeah,
how do you get from cornucopia to Braille imprinted pool balls?
We're breaking up again.
I know.
You want me to send the cornucopia over to you, Lou?
Oh, it's better.
I need love drops to go with it. I need some love drops for the cornucopia.
Crazy. So.
All right.
They didn't want it.
With the love drops right on top.
Where's your windstorm tonight?
She
did. Are you sleeping or taking a nap?
Yeah, cool. I think she's upstairs.
I got a job for you. Rock
a
nap song on the treetop, where the wind blows.
Oh, keep your day job,
Louis,
keep the day job.
Louis, you're going to make the station go off again. Come on.
Yeah, I know. You're going to make my ear blow up.
Oh, sorry.
All right.
You got the congas, though. You know how to play the drums very well.
We got to get back on our subject here.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Hey, Frank, good to hear your voice through the phone. You got to call me. I got to go on your show, Inner Sight.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So
now, I'm
going to
put you where you can hear us, okay?
Okay. I love you guys.
And
we love you.
Hey, you too, John.
All right,
you too,
Louis.
Frank. You too, Suzanne.
Okay. Okay, have a good one.
You too, Suzanne.
Can you imagine in every state that the commission would be set up this way, the way we described before?
Yeah.
You know, and now be able to be creative and reach out to people and help them find out what's going on, you know, and try to make a big difference. Start making everything accessible.
I just thought of another part, Frank. In the change of this commission, we would do the dog training right at the commission.
Why
send them somewhere else?
That's right.
Part of the mobility training. You need a dog, we help you get a dog, and we help you train it. And by the time you get out of the program, you've got your dog, and you know how to get around. Big deal.
That is mobility. How come they don't pay attention to that?
Because they want you to have to go to a school where they're making all that money.
See, the schools are breeding. They're making money. The rejects, you know, those rejects probably go to some, you know, maybe since they're obedience trained and they do have some guide dog skills. skills, but not they haven't made the top of their class. They probably go to, you know, the police or even bomb sniffing and the drug sniffing.
Those dogs really are not rejects. Those dogs are people that they could not match that individual person up with. So it's the personalities didn't match. It's not the dog wasn't any good.
Right.
I'd like to know why they're rejecting those dogs.
Well, some of them they reject
outright.
Because
the person doesn't match up with the dog that they assign them to. That's why.
You're probably right about that.
You're probably right about that. I would like to
explore
that. When they tell you the dog's not right for you, that, you know, that you won't match up with that particular dog that they put you with, it's because your personalities clash. And they didn't train the dog right, so you can't get the proper training with the dog, so that dog won't be useful to you.
Won't be obedient.
Well, you know that one of their favorite phrases, as we mentioned the other night, we don't have a dog for you.
Yeah, right.
That's when they'd have to give you the hearing.
Right.
And that's when they have to give you the money that they raised for you.
You know, we would be checking up on these things.
Yeah, but you wouldn't need those schools because
you
would be done right through the commission.
Yeah, and there's plenty of dogs out there, all different breeds, that can fulfill the part of a guide dog.
We would take the dogs from the shelters. We would train them. We would train them. We would match them up with the prospective client during mobility training, and they would be part of the training of the dog. We would maybe get the start going, you know, make sure the dog was qualified to do the work, and then we'd match the people up with the dog. If the dog wasn't right, you'd work with another dog. Just like you say, you don't like the counselor, you go to another counselor.
Right.
Big deal.
Oh, yeah. Area code 213-816-1650. If you're out there, we'd like to know how you would run the commission, or if you agree with the way we would run the commission. You know, we'd like to get your input.
CJ actually was on hold, but I don't know.
Oh, he was?
He must have heard. Yeah, he must have heard that the show wasn't clear, and he just... You know.
We had a lot of technical problems tonight, so if you're listening, CJ, we apologize for that. We have no control over it.
It's our bugaboo.
Maybe you could get your buddy from 717 to call back if he's listening.
Yeah, Ed, if you were on earlier, please call back. We have a few minutes, and also CJ.
Yep.
You know, if you want to give us your idea how you would run the commission. So we're kind of halfway back with the audio, and hopefully it'll stay that
way. I'd love to hear Ed's ideas, seeing that he did what he did prior to what he's doing. That would be interesting.
Sure would.
Yeah. Hey, we're on television tonight. Well, we were.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we are again, 11 o'clock.
Yeah, at night.
We were at
Manhattan Neighborhood Network.
Like
in sights all over the place. And we're on again tomorrow night.
Don't worry.
O'clock, Channel 20.
He'll get back to me on Friday night. I don't
local. And what are we doing Friday night? Are we having a show on disabled women?
I'm trying to get together.
We don't know yet.
A few calls.
You better stay home tomorrow.
No, I left a call for three blind mice and a rat. I actually did that.
Yeah, but you better stay home tomorrow.
Okay, we have tomorrow night's show. I know it's already booked in, but I forget. What are we talking about tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night, the lineup. Here comes. Hold on, let me get... Yeah, I do. I have it all written down.
Yeah, what's it
say? Okay, tomorrow night. Why do they keep us dependent on them? Why?
Oh, okay. We'll talk about that tomorrow night. Meaning
my
the agency, of course.
Yes. Well, you said them. Could be anything.
So that's the tomorrow
even
night.
Your employer.
Would like to get CJ back on if he's still out there listening.
That'd be cool.
By the way, Frank.
Could we, know we can always get him on tomorrow night.
Frank, being that you're talking about up till Friday already, we might as well just mention really quickly that we will be doing a rerun on Monday.
Yes.
Yeah, 9:30 start.
Yep.
Because we will be in the famous studio
Monday night.
For more shows.
Yep.
We'll be over there at Cablevision. All right, in a sight around the world, and the website is coming along. We're still working on it. Tomorrow, hopefully, we'll get it straightened out a lot more.
Well,
bear
our
with us.
Stuff, Frank, I'm looking at it
and
now.
We'll do it.
I'm going to tell you, all the way to the left-hand side is all of our contact information, but it reads like a, you know, like a column newspaper. It's really awkward. I don't know how we're going to. This, it's just not. That's
well,
not
Frank's
working right.
Well, Frank's going to call them, and we're going to do what Frank and I discussed,
like what?
And what I told you about a little bit this morning, and we're going to try to get a decent site back up because we were misled.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I remember
provider.
What you were talking about. Exactly
grossly
what you were talking about. You reminded me.
Right. And if that provider happens to listen to our show, we recommend that you make it right when we call you because we have ways of communicating, especially now that you're advertising on national TV everywhere. We can make it very difficult for you to receive more business unless you can call. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have
do
an Associated Press friend.
Do it at all. All right.
There are many web providers out there, and we could go to another one in the snap of a finger.
Yes, we can.
Yeah, right. We could
go back to the one we were at in the snap of a finger and get better than what we've got right now.
Yeah, all they have to do is just go back. Oh, God, look at this. I just noticed this. This is horrible. I'm sorry.
What do you think I said? Don't even use the promotion right now because we don't want
people I know. You know what they did? Do you know each and every advocate's description is moved like... Say you have me, and I am now the housing advocate. Her disability is dwarfism. Very knowledgeable for housing for the disabled. And underneath that is
right.
What mine should be.
That's Maria's. Little
right.
Maria, we call her.
Yeah. Well, guess what? They have it all... it needs to all be moved up. Eva,
wow.
The end of life advocate. Now Regina is the end of life advocate, and Eva is she uses a wheelchair and she's the mental health advocate and unknown disease advocate.
Oh,
and does graphics on the TV show.
What am I?
Oh, he's still a head honcho.
What am I?
Afraid to look.
Oh, you don't want to know what you are, Joe.
Oh,
hold on, wait. Oh, you both
funny,
still maintain
so
your
funny.
Job positions.
Oh, wow.
They well, didn't... actually, it starts off near Joe. Joe caused all the problem here.
You're right.
They added another row right where Joe's name is, and then as they added that row as they kept going down, and what happened was it didn't line up.
Well, Frank and I kept our jobs, at least.
Well, you sort of kept yours. Frank has it right nailed. You didn't. Yours is fading.
You just said I still had mine.
You had it, you know, but it's like on a diagonal, and it's slightly down, so you're losing it.
Well, When we get through
at least
them,
Mike still has it. He can run the show. Yeah.
Well, we're going to...
They better fix that website.
I wish I had time to be on with you, unless we get on really first thing when I get in tomorrow.
You know why? Because I have to go to a physician tomorrow to get a surgery scheduled.
No, but I'm only available between a little after 9 and 10 tomorrow, so if you're available,
that's fine.
That I could reach you, we could try to do it then. Other
we
than
could
that.
Well,
do it
one
all.
Way or another, we're going to get this thing straightened out.
Well, when I spoke to Nick, who is the person we have, I'm not mentioning last name because I don't have it in front of me anyway, but when we spoke with him, he was more than willing to accommodate us.
Yes,
with what we were doing at that time. So
yes.
If I get back on the phone with you and him, I have a
There's also that
gonna...
guy Gabriel, remember? He was real nice.
Oh, was it him? Was it? I think it was.
It was
Gabriel.
It was Ben. Ben was the supervisor.
Wait
no,
a
no.
Who was the head person? I thought it was Nick Gabriel.
Well,
something.
Ben. No, he said his name was Gabriel.
I thought Gabriel was the last name.
No.
So he was a supervisor?
No, I think that was
no,
the first
he's a person who's on the floor.
No,
and then
the
guy who called me back.
No,
was
the supervisor that we dealt with.
Was Ben. Ben called me back. He's the supervisor.
Okay,
and there's one person above him.
That's who we have to call tomorrow. We have to
Ben.
Call Ben.
Yeah. I don't mind helping you guys out.
Yeah, but you won't
be there. Because I can
see it. You said you won't be there.
All right.
In the morning
let's
I'll
say
be there.
For off the air, guys.
Yeah.
All right. In a sight. Around the world, Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. We have a Facebook, by the way.
Yes, we do.
Inner Sight Inc. So check that out in the meantime.
Hmm.
Now that's pretty cool. The Facebook, a lot of good stuff up there for Inner Sight. And our phone number is still working. 631. 224-3090. If you need Inner Sight, give us a call. And we'll be happy
our email
to
works.
Help. And the
yeah,
email
works,
works, yes. Inner Sight at pm@gmail.com.
No attachment.
So, no attachment.
No,
no
attachment.
Don't attach me to anybody.
That's right.
All
if you
right.
have any
Inner
pictures,
Sight.
Those count as attachments, too. You do.
Only if they're pictures of pretty girls.
They're attachments.
Well, then you're
going to
have to get in and feel or something.
yeah, I'll get a feeling device.
Yeah,
like
something.
When I was in school, we used to braille girls. Hey, tomorrow night, don't forget, why are they keeping us so dependent? On them, meaning, of course, the agencies.
Yes.
So check it out. Hopefully Friday night we'll get the woman's statement.
Yeah, I hope so and the man's statement.
We apologize for the mess, even though it's not our fault. And we apologize to Ed and CJ who couldn't get through. You know, Ed, if you're listening, feel free to call in tomorrow night. And CJ. All right, Inner Sight around the world. Thank you very much for listening and for tolerating all this stuff. We're here. We got through the show no matter what.
We don't give up.
No, we don't.
That's Inner Sight. And we will continue to tell the truth here on these lines. Inner Sight around the world. Goodbye, world. Be with you tomorrow night. Good night, everybody. Thank you.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, everyone. Bye, everyone.